Rangel successfully filed for a permit with the Federal Regulatory Energy Commission last week to own and develop hydroelectric power at Ruth Lake. A group of representatives led by Assemblymember Warren Edgley made the trip to Washington, D.C. to make the filing and meet with the Alaska delegation and officials from the Department of Energy. Rangel's name is on the application with Cascade Creek LLC in the mix. The private company went into an agreement with the borough to jointly file for the permit. Cascade Creek previously held a permit for the area, but it expired earlier this month. The move was very unpopular in Petersburg, where officials are also vying for a permit at Ruth Lake. Rangel turned down a previous offer from Petersburg to jointly file for the permit. The move would have put Petersburg's name on the application. Despite this, Edgley told fellow assembly members at Tuesday night's meeting that developing the project is more important than who's taking the lead on the project.
This body should consider extending their hand to Petersburg and say, gee, we think we should be on the permit as the lead organization for a number of reasons, but we'd like to be partners with you, Petersburg, because I see a role for the Thomas Bay Power Authority to play in this whole issue.
To add more fuel to the fire, the city of Angoon recently filed for a FERC permit for Ruth Lake. Edgley says Rangel needs to consider developing a southeast intertie without losing focus on the AKBC intertie. He says the AKBC intertie will have to be incorporated into a larger entity.
DOE and the people at the Department of Agriculture said that if you're going to have an intertie and you build it in little segments, you've got to build each segment to a set of common standards for operation, quality, and otherwise they won't fit together. And we're running around down here half-cocked.
The assembly did not lose any focus on the AKBC intertie. A plan concerning the use of remaining intertie funds was tabled by the assembly and sent back to the Rangel Energy Committee for revision. The move comes 2 days before the assembly is scheduled to meet with the Alaska Energy Authority about releasing the intertie funds. Edgley says the current plan makes Rangel look like they don't know what they're talking about.
As it's written, if this goes to the AEA, they're going to just nitpick it. And so I think it ought to go back to the Energy Committee for a little cleaning up. And they're just housekeeping issues, I know, but I'm saying that
If we don't put
the best foot forward, that's right.
The plan states that Rangel will use the $650,000 to hire an energy consultant firm, secure permits from the Lake Tyee project to the Canadian border, contact British Columbia officials to give updates on progress, update the feasibility study, create a coalition between Alaska and British Columbia to export energy to a North American grid, secure more funding on the federal and state levels, and constructing the intertie. Another plan will be presented at a later meeting, but is uncertain if a revised version will be ready in time for the AEA meeting, which is scheduled to take place in Wrangell on Thursday. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.